floor.
There's no sugarcoating it. Sometimes we say some dumb on Mad Radio.
I met Mutombo in an elevator once.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fair.
Well, back in, 2000, he was on with like a bunch of his kids. He was just incredibly pleased. His kids were very pleased.
Here are this week's nominees for the Mad Radio Worst Take of the Week.
We're going to start with the man you just heard and the man you're hearing right now.
Hold on a second. Why was I talking about that and why were we so dull?
I don't know.
Why were you not? I was trying not to tell another story I'd heard about Mutombo.
Yes.
About an impressive story about Mutombo from a massage therapist. He didn't do anything bad. It wasn't one of these things. It was that she had a hard time navigating around.
When he laid on his stomach, there's like a garden obstacle. Hose hanging down?
Yeah, I see. That's not how a massage table works, but okay, I guess.
What do you mean?
Like, at what point from on a massage table is there an opportunity for your junk to hang?
If you're Mutombo, probably a lot, but when you lay your head in that little thing with the circle on it,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And your back's there, if you're Mutombo, it could go down, because sometimes your legs hang off the side.
Yeah.
I'm already uncomfortable. Okay. Yeah. Let's move forward.
Anyway, she was impressed.
Fair.
And it wasn't like he did nothing. It wasn't him at all, like doing anything untoward or anything. It was just like, oh, okay, wow. Yeah.
I like that story better than the one that we just played.
That's right. I know. That's why. Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
We're gonna start with you, Seth. You've had a couple forgetful moments this week. I've combined your two top forgetful moments. This is nominee number one, forgetful Seth.
Well, hold up a second here. This is interesting because remember this was 4 years ago now. Well, 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago. Wait,
four?
Yes, 4 years.
This time,
my goodness, almost 4 years ago. No, four. Damn.
Yeah, four.
I apologize to everybody. And, anyway.
Texans for taking away the best thing the Bills ever had, Brian Gain.
To grown men using hashtags. Seriously. To the Texans for taking away the best thing the Bills ever had, Brian Gain.
So we read two screw-ums. We had a fun moment.
You didn't read
moment.
Them with enough enunciation, so it didn't register
enough
in my
vigor.
Brain. The other thing is, too, we got to stop putting my math errors on as bad takes. A math error is not a take. That's a regrettable moment.
Take is used loosely on all here. Right. It can be goofy moments too, but
right.
You know,
just
take.
Dumbest thing of the week. All right.
Yeah, it can be. Speaking of which, this is kind of a take, and it's also one of the dumbest things of the week. I asked you guys what Tim Brown and Ricky Dudley had in common. We were just kind of messing around, and Mike Meltzer decided he was going to whip it out and stick it on the table. Question, what do former Raiders tight end Ricky Dudley and former Raiders wide receiver Tim Brown have in common?
They both played for John Gruden.
Both played for the Raiders.
Ricky Dudley did not have good hands, so that's not a commonality.
Yeah, that's why are you just trying to show off your sports dong now? I mean, what has that got to do with anything?
Sports dong. That was you acted like you were on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and you're talking your way to an answer or something.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
This got a lot of nominees. We get a lot of nominees at Landry Locker, at Mike Meltzer, at Payne NFL. This one got a lot of nominees, maybe the most that we've gotten since we started doing this, which is saying a lot. But John McClain joined us for his usual Wednesday visit at 7:30, and he said this about when you've consumed alcohol.
If you're drunk, you should be home in bed.
If you're drunk, you should be home. Like, as soon as you're drunk, like, that's it for me.
You should be home in bed.
I'm going to go to a party. I'm going to drink until I get drunk, and immediately as I start to feel drunk, I'm going to go home and go to bed. Because you know what, though? This is the thing. I don't think McClain's a big drinker. I don't say that in any kind of way.
But I feel like McClain had a great time in the 70s, 80s, possibly 90s. He knows the good things that happen when you're drunk. So I felt like for McClain, of all people, to say that, I was very taken aback by that.
Yeah. What were we talking about? Oh, whether you should be able to fly a drone when drunk or not.
Yes.
And I had said that it's not illegal. I think it should be illegal. But I could totally see if I owned a drone, I would almost exclusively only want to use it when I was drunk. He didn't understand why anybody would want to use it when they're drunk.
Yes.
Because when you're drunk, that'd be awesome. Like, I can feel like I can fly. Yeah.
And I think we have one more worst take of the week.
Yeah, one more worst take of the week, courtesy of Mike Meltzer. Mike Meltzer, not a fan of Bill Belichick going to the Giants, so he threw out this analogy.
I'll one-up you here.
Yeah.
All right. Let me make sure I get this right before I say this, before I make a fool of myself. I think I'm going to get this right, though. Just bear with me on this. Mad Radio 9:25 on a Monday. I'm going to give you an analogy here. Here we go. Here we go.
Better live up to the hype.
This better be a Finding Nemo.
This better be
analogy.
Great.
Bill Belichick coaching the Giants would be version 2 of Vincent Lombardi coaching the Redskins.
Hmm.
Thank you very much. We'll see you tomorrow at 6. Yeah,
Your mic drop is what always gets you in trouble.
I know.
It's always the mic drop where you act it like is. It's a huger point or a bigger score than it actually was. Nobody knew what the hell you were talking about. Nobody remembered exactly what it was like for him and the Redskins. And certainly nobody remembered that the reason he didn't have long-term success with the Redskins is that he died. So I think that should be, if I'm putting in my recommendation for people to vote, I think that last one would have to be it.
I think it's the one that might win. I cannot say anything about it. I will have to only defend that tomorrow at 8:15
okay.
if it wins. So you guys can vote. We'll put it up on Twitter today, sportsradio610.com as well.